Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cajun Cannon to help us break down more of the Carolina Panthers, voice of the Kitty Cats, Anish Shiroff joining us. Anish, thanks so much for the time, man. How you doing tonight?
Always a pleasure. Merry Christmas, guys.
Well, Merry Christmas, Anish, and thanks for coming on. And explain to me, the Carolina Panthers truly fan base truly appreciate what they did to the Packers and the Rams? Because that caught everyone's attention.
Yeah, it's been a cardiac type of season for this team. And it's funny, week to week, you don't know what to expect. But I'll tell you this, it's been fun. And there's been some tough times here, as you guys know. And 2 years ago, this team was 2-15. And, you know, I made the analogy at the end of the season. I said, you're trying to find a rose in a rubble. And they were able to find a couple of roses out of that rubble. And now you're starting to see it flower and grow. And are they there yet? No, but on their best days, they've shown that they can hang with anybody. And you know, the common theme really for this team has been the games where they play clean football. For the most part, they got a chance to win. They've been unbelievable in the second half and especially in the fourth quarter. They're only giving up something like 8 points per game in the second half all season. And that's when you factor in they gave up 21 to Buffalo. If you take that game out of it, they're pretty much giving up a touchdown a game in the second half. So their defense has played better in the second half. And then Bryce has this thing down the stretch where he puts on the Merlin cape and the Merlin hat, and late in games, he just conjures up something and makes plays. And listen, it's been a fun ride, and really, listen, you beat New Orleans on Sunday, great, but for the Panthers, it's the two Tampa games. They beat Tampa twice. They're hosting a playoff game in mid-January, which, again, when you think of where this team was a couple of years ago to where they are now, beating Green Bay on the road, beating the Rams, who were the hottest team when they came to Charlotte, it's wild, and it speaks to the job ownership and the front office and Dave Canales have done.
Anish, you bring up the second half and the fourth quarter. You know who's even better than Carolina now is the Saints. Do you know that the Saints are second, the fewest points allowed in the fourth quarter? Now, look, 3.8, they're only behind Houston. Texans, we all know about that defense. And then the Broncos defense, well, Carolina's giving up 4.3. So that's fourth. Then I'm looking at team second half opponents, points per game, second half. Saints are number one, giving up 7.3, Carolina 8.1. So it's basically the same. So what's going to give? What's going to give? Hey, you know, I know both teams, they're aware of this and the challenges. What's hurt the Saints is that we start so slow, and there's nothing to give. Hopefully we're trying to give some of the home crowd to cheer for in the dome, but you never want to be in this category. Is that if you look at opening drives, the black and gold, four of the last five games we've given up an opening drive touchdown. Now we've given up eight total. That's an NFL high. We've been so horrendous in the first quarter, it's been ridiculous. That's one reason why we're always chasing points. But when you look at it, Brandon Staley, and like a lot like Carolina, the scoring defense in the second half and the fourth quarter, it's all about how you finish games. So something has to give. Both the Saints and Carolina have been outstanding.
Yeah, and what we've seen from the Panthers, you mentioned the opening script. Carolina scored their only touchdown against the Saints on their opening drive. They've been actually really good in their first 15 plays. They've scored on their opening drive eight times in 13 games. Five of those were touchdowns. But I think one of the key things that you want to look at in this game, especially in the fourth quarter, is fourth down.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Panthers, I can't tell you how many times they cross midfield, and it may not even be the fourth quarter. It could be the first quarter, the second quarter. They cross midfield, and they're in that 30 to 50 range. It becomes four down territory. And I can't tell you how many times this season, it's a fourth and two, it's a fourth and three, that no man's land area. They go for it, they convert, and then the end result of that drive is points. Touchdown more often than not. And I looked it up, and our Panthers PR put it in the game notes. The Panthers, in their seven wins, are 16 out of 19 on fourth down. They're stealing possessions. Whoa. You look at what's the margin, where's the difference? It's fourth down.
Well, Anisha, I'm glad you brought that up because it's going to be a challenge for the Saints. Because they stuff the Tampa Bay Bucks on fourth down. I don't know if I've ever witnessed this. Todd Bowles is so hard-headed, they went for it on fourth down seven times, only made two. And so the Saints had outstanding field position. That enabled them to win 24-20. The Saints have been outstanding third down defense. But I was looking at that, only 25% when you combine third and fourth down. The Saints were like unbelievable. Great. Tampa Bay was only 5 of 20. And you talk about fourth down. So that's going to be a challenge. If Carolina is going to be aggressive again, can the Saints build upon what they did against Tampa? But if you look at the numbers, you say, it's a little different animal trying to stop Carolina on fourth down than the Bucks.
Well, it's been a combination of things because, one, the run game has been really good most of the season with Rico Dowdle, and now the last few games, Chuba Hubbard has looked like the Chuba that you guys have seen over the last few years. Teteroa McMillan is a bona fide number one wide receiver, and he's been that way pretty much his entire rookie season. Even the games where he doesn't put up big numbers, take the last game against the Rams, he had one catch. It was a 43-yard touchdown, and it was on fourth down. And they hit the Rams with some haymakers on fourth down. They went deep to Coker for a fourth down touchdown pass of 30 some odd yards. So it's hard to game plan it, right? Like, you're thinking short, intermediate, maybe a run. They'll hit you over the top on fourth down too. So they've kind of put a lot on the defense's platter in terms of what to account for on fourth down. But that's a big part of it. You know, the other part of it is the Saints with their defensive front. I mean, you know, I watched Cameron Jordan and DeMario Davis, and you know, we might be wondering what you guys are wondering. When will these guys start to show their age? And, you know, they found whatever Ponce de Leon was looking for many years ago. And Bryce Young historically has struggled against the Saints. In fact, you look at his numbers, and it's a small sample size. He's only been in the league less than 3 years, but he's played the Saints quite a bit. And his worst numbers, his lowest completion percentage against any team, it's against the Saints. It's, you know,
right,
four interceptions, three lost fumbles in five games against the Saints. He's 1-4. He plays the Falcons. He looks like the
all world. Price,
but against the Saints, he really has not played well. Even in the one win that they had last year, you know, that was a game where he kind of managed the game. And, you know, it wasn't Bryce Young being the reason the Panthers won that game. So this is a big spot, too, for the quarterback because, listen, these last four games, given what's at stake and given what you've invested in your quarterback, this is sort of, you know, Mr. Young, are you ready for your close-up? It's that kind of moment for Bryce Young.
Now, I was going to bring that up about Bryce Young, and then I want to comment on J.C. Horn also. But looking at Bryce Young, I didn't realize this. 11th career game-winning drive, the most in the NFL since 2023, and became the youngest quarterback in NFL history with 11 game-winning drives. So a lot of people don't realize that. Now, I might say, well, because maybe he's not playing all hot to trot up until the end.
Yeah,
I know John Elway was like that. What's that?
We haven't had a whole lot of kneel downs.
Yeah. So to have that game-winning drive, that's impressive. He's not overwhelmed. He's handling adversity. But Anish, what's the status right now of J.C. Horn? Is he dealing with something? Because I was looking, has a career high 5 interceptions this season, tied for the second most in the NFL. But last game, Chris Olave kind of had his number, and really, yeah. I know players, the best players, always challenge one another. What's J.C. Horn as far as health wise? And I know he's aware of the big game that Chris Olave had against him.
Well, obviously, and you guys are familiar with his history with the Saints, his dad.
Yep.
Joe, tremendous wide receiver for so long with New Orleans. So, you know, that game's got some extra special juice for him. Outside of the New Orleans game, he has looked like a first-team All-Pro. He's been what you want out of a number one corner. And with JC, the story through his career has always been the same. We would always say, if JC Horn can stay healthy and play a full season, you've got yourself a true island number one corner. Now, the Panthers mostly play zone and it's field and boundary, but wherever JC lines up, he's able to take away his guy. The teams that have come at him this year, he had two picks against the Jets, two picks against the 49ers. He was tied for first in interceptions before the bye week. Now he's tied for second. He's an alpha. The game against the Saints, he fell down a couple of times. Just
yeah,
for whatever reason, whether it was the physicality with Olave, that was a bad game, and he was the first to admit it, that he felt he kind of let the team down. I expect JC, if he's ready to go, to play well. Now, he missed the Rams game because he was in concussion protocol, suffered a concussion in the game against the 49ers. He is still in concussion protocol. I think the hope is he is cleared and he will play by Sunday, but that obviously is worth monitoring.
Anish, always appreciate your time. Looking forward to having you back in New Orleans soon. Got a nice bowl of gumbo waiting for you.
I can't wait. Gumbo and jambalaya this week.
All right, Anish. Thank you.
Anish Aroff, voice of the Carolina Panthers, joining us there, breaking down those 7-6 Carolina Kitty Cats coming to the Superdome. And man, oh man, black and gold going for a series season sweep at least.
Yeah, and they're not going to overlook us.
No,
Steve.
For sure.
I know
they're fighting for a lot.
And Las Vegas don't believe in the Saints.
Two and a half, right?
Yeah, two and
not
a half.
Too bad.
And it stayed at 2.5. Yeah, that's a field goal game. So, again, it seems like they're a lot. I don't know, flip a coin. I don't know who's going to win. But we got to get off to a fast start. I think we do what we did against Tampa Bay. The fans will be into the game. And not like, but look how Look how successful they've been on the opening drive scoring. Yeah. We don't want to be like, I don't want it to be Steve. I don't want to be looking at you like in the first quarter. It's like we went three and out, and then they had a first drive. We're losing 7-0.
Now get on board the Shuck truck driving down the field.
That's it from the get-go.
Taking a break. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this, folks, on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.